Immigration has been an incredibly contentious issue in this year's presidential election. 90.5 WESA's Marcus Charleston recently attended a naturalization ceremony to talk with some of the newest voters in the Pittsburgh region.
I hereby declare on oath.
It's early October, and the naturalization ceremony is taking place in the Great Hall of the Senator John Hines History Center. The participants from 24 countries are seated alongside vintage vehicles, neon signs, and other pieces of Americana. It's an appropriate setting for welcoming America's newest citizens.
Congratulations, you're all now citizens of the United States of America.
Immigration Services says they've seen a 6% increase in citizenship applications nationwide compared to the presidential election year of 2012. Here in the Pittsburgh region, which includes West Virginia, Immigration Services has gone from holding 7 ceremonies up to 11 ceremonies a month. United States Citizenship and Immigration Service Field Office Director Michael Horvath says,
USCIS has seen an uptick this year compared to last in naturalization applications.
The naturalization process takes about 6 months. Eligible citizens who are over 18 and have lived in the United States as permanent residents for 5 years fill out an application for naturalization. It's just the beginning of a rigorous process, as explained at the ceremony by Immigration Services Officer Joanne Casby.
Each of the 39 candidates have been personally examined under oath by a designated officer. Each has demonstrated an understanding of the English language, unless exempt, and knowledge and understanding of the fundamentals of history and fundamentals and form of the government.
The League of Women Voters has a booth at the ceremony and is signing up new voters. Omar Coker is from Sierra Leone in West Africa. He's lived in America for 5 years. Today, he's a newly naturalized citizen. Omar's first official act as an American? Registering to vote.
Definitely. That's a must.
While the presidential election wasn't his primary motivation for becoming a citizen, Omar enthuses.
I feel excited. It's my first time voting in the United States. I feel it's nice. I feel good.
Originally from Spain, Susana Mazuelos now calls West Virginia home. She was motivated by the presidential election.
Everybody can have their own opinion, but when the opinion is so extreme, it makes you feel fear. I'm not going to lie and letting you know that this is one of the things why it take me to be a citizen.
A recent New York Times article reported a backlog of immigrants applying for citizenship. That will dash the hopes of some hoping to vote in this year's election. However, come November 8th, some of the region's newest American citizens, including Sumeba Gupta, will be casting their first presidential ballot.
I just wanted to give my vote to be counted.
Her vote, along with those of her fellow Americans, native-born or newly naturalized, will elect our next president. I'm Marcus Charleston, 90.5 WESA News.